Okay, good morning. I'm Chairman Brad Holton. We'll bring the meeting to order. Present is Commissioner Van Beek, Commissioner Brooks, and we have a 9:15 agenda item, and it's a meeting to consider matters related to medical indigent services. So good morning.
Good morning. Thank you, Chairman and Commissioners. Before you, there are clerk's findings regarding case number 2024-39. This is an application for cremation assistance that was submitted to our office. And the decedent, she passed away August 29th, 2024. And she does meet all eligibility criteria. She is a resident of Canyon County. And prior to her passing, she did hold employment. We were unable to confirm the amount of her last deposit. Her bank account is a Cash App that she has on her phone, and the phone is in the possession of her stepmother, and no one has been able to get the phone from the stepmother to verify the amount that might be in this Cash App. But according to her income and her expenses, she does not have the $1,000 required to meet indigency, or she does meet indigency.
Chairman.
Yes.
The earnings per hour on that are, do they fall in the federal poverty range for her?
Right, so the $12.50 an hour plus commissions, but again, we are unable to verify the amount of the deposit. And so we just use that amount for the 3 weeks in August, and that's how we arrived at her income. And the expenses were provided on the application by her sister. So with that, you can see the net cash flow is $400.
Right. And Chairman, I appreciate the due diligence on the part of our indigent services staff, even though we don't have, unfortunately, the bank account information. This analysis does show that she has insufficient. So because of our staff's provision of information, I would be in favor of approving the cremation.
Mr. Chairman, I'm curious why somebody in this county does not possess the authority to extract the phone from the individual holding it.
I did contact the coroner's office and just to verify if they were ever in possession of the phone, and they were not. In addition, there was a ring on the decedent that was given to family members. And so that those are the only two assets that we are aware of that were near or on the decedent, but neither of those are in the possession of the county.
Chairman, with that information, I'm looking at Commissioner Brooks. There is an automatic disqualifier in the flow chart that says if family members take any of the assets that could be used against the cost of cremation, then the county is automatically out. So I should have caught that on there. That is clearly in the description, so now we have a different discussion because the family is holding assets.
Yeah, and I'm not certain who is in possession of the ring. The stepmother is not actually her stepmother. That's just how she's referred to. And so they've had difficulty trying to get the phone. The sister has attempted to get the phone, to try to shut the phone down, to shut everything down so she doesn't have access to it. I think there's some issues there. But no, the phone nor the ring were taken.
From the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it doesn't sound like that this is an abandoned body. There are still family members that are involved. So, Chairman, I would reconsider my position where we would deny this and the family, like, who's holding the body? Is it a funeral home?
It's currently, no. Bowman Funeral is a designated funeral home, but they will not accept until they know how payment will be made. Because they are in Ada County, they are located in Ada County.
Mm-hmm.
There's their process in Ada County that it be determined prior to a funeral home accepting the decedent.
So the cadaver's in the morgue in Ada County?
No, it's here in Kenny.
It's in Kenny County. And Chairman, I guess I think we need to make an attempt, or at least a first pass on denial, to go back and, I don't know. There's conflicting information.
Yes. Commissioners, there is, we have in the past, we have approved these, and then it has been submitted to the treasurer for public administration or to seek out the assets. That is one possibility.
But go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, so if we were to do that, the treasurer has the authority to confiscate the phone? Oh, then I'm in favor to go that direction.
Well, I would be too. That process hasn't been tested for a while. So
let's make it happen.
This would be a good litmus test. That is by state statute. It's not driven by the Board of County Commissioners. That is under the Idaho state statute, clearly for the treasurer. Mm-hmm. So I'm in favor of that. I will support Commissioner Brooks.
I'd make a motion with the evidence that's been presented to us this morning that we remand this to the treasurer and request for her to do what she's statutorily authorized to do and seize the assets that appear to be enumerated before us this morning. And then if that doesn't work out, then to come back before the board.
Well stated.
Motion.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous.
Thank you. And I just have two other liens. Both cases have been paid in full. Case number 2008-41 and 2015-1342.
Wow, that's good news. Yeah.
And Yvonne, you said these were lien releases?
These are releases of liens for paid in full cases.
Yep. And Chairman, with that information, we're always appreciative when people recognize that this is a loan that's been granted on behalf of Kenny County taxpayers to meet the expenses, the medical expenses. And we thank you to these two debt holders. So with that, I move that we release the liens on case number 2008-41 and 2015-1342 as presented.
I'll second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimous. Okay. Is there anything else then?
That is all.
Services. Okay. I would recommend that we do a quick adjournment before our next meeting. Is that all right?
Yes.
Yep. All right, let's consider ourselves adjourned. Thank you.